Hey everyone, it's your buddy Adam from golfandfilter.com. Before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know a little bit about what I've got in my golf bag for 2018 from Cleveland Strixon Golf. Look, I have the opportunity to test a lot of different pieces of equipment. I've spoken to a lot of different brands. That is going to continue. But for my game, to help me get on my journey to better, I'm going to be playing Cleveland Strixon Golf Equipment. No other brand that I've come across has performed as consistently at a high level throughout the bag, from driver all the way down to short game, as Cleveland Strixon. You're going to be hearing a lot from me about this brand. I want to let you know that I'm choosing to play this brand. It is purely out of how this equipment has performed for me personally, and I highly recommend that you go out and try it as well. So that's all for now. Sit back, relax. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back, everybody, to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, episode 147. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. Follow me on Twitter at golfunfiltered and send me an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Folks, today I am happy to bring on Mr. Nick Clemens, founder of a fantastic golf event company called Provision Events. If you don't recognize the name, I can guarantee you that if you've ever attended a PGA Tour or a European Tour event, especially the Ryder Cup, President's Cup, any of those big time events, the British Open or the Open Championship, you know who Provision Events is. If you've ever gone to one of these events and hit golf balls at a tent where they've got this net set up and there's all the sponsorships everywhere, and chances are you might be able to grab a cup of coffee, or you have a wristband where you have the opportunity to win a raffle or anything of that nature, chances are Provision Events was the company that set that up. And so today we talked to the founder of that, Mr. Nick Clemens. Really good interview that we have today. Nick was talking to me from overseas in the UK, so I appreciate Nick staying up late to get the interview done. We also had to overcome a few internet issues on my end. Those of you in the Midwest know that we are getting hammered by snow and by winter winds, and unfortunately that doesn't always play well with my internet. And so we were able to do it. I'm happy that we were able to do it. Before we get into the interview, again, just a quick reminder to please visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/golfunfiltered, and hopefully you choose to support the show at a particular reward tier. Also wanted to just shout out to anyone over at THP, thehackersparadise.com, who may be listening to this show on the THP mobile app. And last but not least, if you like our show, consider going out to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star review. And we take that feedback very seriously. So I think that's all the boxes I needed to check prior to talking to Nick. Appreciate everyone's support. Sit back, relax, and here's our conversation with Mr. Nick Clemens from Provision Events. Welcome back, folks. And as I mentioned in the introduction, I am happy to welcome Mr. Nick Clemens from Provision Events onto the show today. Nick, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. All well.
Perfect. And you are speaking with me from overseas. You are over in the UK, isn't that right?
Yeah, I am. We're sort of an hour and a half from London. We live on the south coast on a small island called the Isle of Wight.
Wonderful. And so one of the things that we wanted to talk about today, Nick, before we get too ahead of ourselves, is a little bit about your journey in the game of golf and how things got started with Provision Events. So why don't you let our listeners who might not know the name of Nick Clemens know a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in the game, and what Provision Events is all about.
No problem. Yeah, I started playing golf at the age of 12, a golf club called Shankton and Sandown Golf Club. And then we played in the junior ranks. And then as we got older, the handicap improved. And then by the time I was 18, myself and a group of our friends, we all sort of turned professional and joined the PGA, the Professional Golf Association of the UK. And we did our 3-year course as an assistant golf professional. And learning the trade of being a golf professional, and that's learning the retail, the coaching side of golf, a little bit of playing, and just social skills more than anything with the membership. After I was working on the Isle of Wight, and at the age of 21, I then secured a job coaching golf in Guernsey, another island, the Channel Islands, off the coast of France. And I had 2 8-month stints there and teaching full-time. And at that point, the passion for coaching the game of golf was growing, and I was learning more about the psychology of it, the biomechanics of it, and the fundamentals of the game, and applying that to all levels of ages and golfers, ability of the golfer. And actually, in between those two seasons, I managed to go to Kauai, one of the Hawaiian islands, for 4 months. Got a passion for surfing, living on an island, and windsurfing. So we went out there for one winter. We came back, did another 8 months in Guernsey. And then we came back, and then I came back to UK. And I then went out to Australia for a winter to play golf and to teach golf, and ended up staying there for 1 year. And then I came back and then worked for a European tour coach, a guy called Scott Cranfield, who he sort of took the mental game aspect of the game of golf to another level, and I thoroughly enjoyed learning that side of it and applying that to coaching. And then after spending a couple of years, I then set my own golf academy up in the Isle of Wight. And after 2 years, I set another golf academy up in Portsmouth. And then after that, I was, after sort of 8 years of coaching the game of golf, suddenly the passion was slowly ebbing away, and I found myself drawn into the corporate world of golf. And at that point, we sort of set up a company called Pro Vision Events with a fellow golf professional, a guy called Conrad Brachowski. And that was in the year 2004. We set up Pro Vision Golf at the time, and we found an inflatable golf net that we thought we could produce and sell to people's back gardens, or people, you know, using golf, practicing golf, and inflatable nets on cruise liners or hotels, etc. And then we spent several months picking up the phone, sending many an email, various corporations, hoteliers, etc. And there wasn't the demand for the inflatable golf net, primarily because of the cost. But we then sort of struck a chord of knocking on the door of HSBC, the world's local bank, as they call themselves, and Nike Golf, and the English Golf Union, and the Welsh Golf Union. And we had 13 of these inflatable golf nets, and we created a UK golf roadshow with the aim of taking golf to places where you'd never assume golf to be seen to be developing the game of golf. And so we went to family shows and county shows in the UK, where you would amass sort of 100,000 people going to a 3-day event, and there'd be things like fun fairs and craft fairs, etc. So we had 13 of the inflatable golf nets. We had 13 UK golf professionals giving free 10-minute golf lessons, and it was sponsored by HSBC, Nike Golf, etc., etc. And because it was sponsored by HSBC, at the time they were sponsoring the HSBC World Match Play Tournament at Wentworth in October. And so the final stop of the UK Golf Roadshow was at Wentworth, and within the Spectator Village. And so we were teaching the fans that went to the tournament. And at that point, we met other promoters of other tournaments and other sponsors of other tournaments, and certainly were quite keen to have a similar experience at their events. At that point, the penny dropped, in as much as we knew that other tournaments wanted to offer more than just the 18 holes of golf for the fans. And so the experience of a fan going to a golf event was, like as I said, was more than just watching the world's best players. It was to have something nice to eat, to have an interactive activity as well. So I literally phoned and emailed pretty much every golf tournament in the world, and have done since the past sort of 10 years. And as a result, since 2004, we've provided golf activities at over 1,000 events worldwide. Wow. And we've got storage and office space pretty much covered in, across the globe. So we've got in America, in the UAE, in China, and in London. So it allows us to activate in all four corners of the world, whether the event's in Australia or Canada or South America or the UK, Europe, beyond. We can provide the same service and hire local staff and local golf professionals to help provide these activations.
That's incredible.
It sounds quite good when you say it, but it's a lot of hard work. but we've enjoyed the ride, and as a company, you know, it really is. The snowball is certainly growing, and the spider web of, you know, people that we meet and contacts and promoters, and you know, from a fan activation. Like I said, these golf events and are looking to offer more than just the tournament. They're competing against the football, the rugby, the tennis, any sporting occasion. And you don't have to be a golf enthusiast to go to a golf tournament. It's just going there to enjoy the day out and to be part of an event. And so as a result, the people we work for, sports agencies and brands like Amiga or Oakley or some of the banks in the financial world, and they sponsor other sports like tennis and football and rugby, and as a result we've built up a strong portfolio of fan activations at those sports as well.
That's incredible. And for listeners, if you're wondering if you've ever had the chance to see Provision events or a golf net or an event at one of these tournaments, Nick, you've been at the Olympics, the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, the Open Golf Champion. I mean, you've been all over the place. So chances are, if you've attended one of those tournaments, you've probably seen a product from Provision Events. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've now done three Ryder Cups, four President's Cups, and the Olympics. We've got an awful lot bubbling away at the moment as well for European Championships. And, mm-hmm. I'd say that we've pretty much done 85% of PGA Tour events, quite a few Champions Tour events, LPGA events, European Tour, the Asian Tour, Australasian Tour, South African Tour, PGA Tour of Canada. There's an awful lot, and it's funny to know that, you know, our headquarters is based on a little island off the south coast of England, and you certainly wouldn't put a pin in the map and choose that location to set up an events company, but it's our home, and it's that's where we work from, and it's it makes you more into entrepreneurial to make things happen, and but it just proves also you don't need to be based in the city centre of London, and we'd rather spend our money on staff and infrastructure rather than fancy offices. So that's the aim. But yeah, it's been good fun. It's been busy, and there's so much more for us to get our teeth into. And it's interesting that, you know, all the people that we work for, it's, you know, they want next year. Well, how can we improve this and how can we reinvent the wheel? And so for the Ryder Cup, we did a very cool experience where you had to join. The option was, as a fan, you joined Team Europe or Team USA, mm-hmm. and you got ushered into the locker room. We recreated two locker rooms, and the USA locker room and the Europe locker room. And within that space, you had a TV and a video message from Curtis Strange and Sam Torrance, and they set the scene. And the scene was, it's 12 points each. It's Sunday afternoon. You're playing the 18th of Glen Eagles. It's all square, go win the Ryder Cup. And then you were ushered then through to the first simulator where we had the software recreated. And so we recreated the 18th tee shot of Glen Eagles. And from there, you got announced on the tee and representing Team Europe, Nick Clemens. We had the surround crowd noise, ole, 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 USA, USA.
That's awesome.
And then when you struck the shot, and where the shot went, you either scored 3, 2, or 1 point. And then you then walk down the corridor to the pitch shot. And then again, depending on where the ball traveled from the flag, you scored 3, 2, or 1. And then you had a putt for the cup. and then you scanned your wristband in, and it said, Nick Clemens, you've scored 2 points for Team Europe, and it went onto the larger leaderboard.
Hmm.
And then you had a photo mechanic that went to your social media platform whilst holding a makeshift Ryder Cup. So that was cool.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing experience. Now, you know, it's funny because you put together an experience that you simply won't expect to see at a golf tournament. And I've been to my fair share of professional events. I've had the opportunity to attend a Ryder Cup when it was in at Medina recently. And there's certainly, maybe with the exception of the Ryder Cup or a major event, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on at these golf tournaments, but there's also a lot of downtime when you're walking from one hole to the next to try to find the best vantage point. If you're following a specific player, you know, you have to wait for him to come through that particular tee box. And so there's a lot of time to kill. And that's, you know, was that kind of the concept behind Provision Events to kind of make the attending of a tournament that much more robust?
More robust, more interactive, and you're right, actually. We've just got a good breeze through for the first tee of the Ryder Cup, you know, because these guys, they sit on the first tee of the Ryder Cup, and primarily they're only going to be watching four matches in the morning and four matches in the afternoon. They're sat there for 6 hours. So, you know, how can we make their experience more interactive? How do we make the crowd more interactive? So, it's not necessarily now, you know, where our business has progressed is not just swinging a golf club in an inflatable golf net or a simulator. It's the experiences are becoming larger. What we did at Glen Eagles also was to encourage people to walk around the golf course rather than sit on the first tee. Was we had a station at every three holes where the wristband again.
Mm-hmm.
And with that wristband, you could say walk to the third hole, the sixth hole, the ninth hole, 12th, etc. And each station, you'd swipe your wrist on the marker, and it would say you've burnt 322 calories, and it'll show you how far you've walked. So it encourages, you know, the family members. So it's almost like you're doing a 5K run or walk even around the golf course. So again, you're ticking that box. We did a cool experience actually for UPS. They wanted to show the green side of their business. And what we did for them, we did a solar powered golf simulator. So at several events on the European tour, we had a golf sim, and then on top we had the solar panels and with a big battery pack that, again, we had. And it just basically showed UPS being the fifth largest airline in the world, that they're actually conscious of their footprint. We did a cool activation for Amiga just recently for the PGA Championships in America, and as well as the Crown Sir in Switzerland, where we recreated a watch box. So Sergio Garcia and Rory McIlroy did a chipping competition, and it went viral where they were chipping a ball into an Amiga watch box. And we played on the Amiga watch box, and we made it you know, like a massive watch box that you walked into it,
mm-hmm.
and then you played the shot within that. So from the outside, it looked like an enormous watch box, and that went really well. Like I said, we're just trying to find new and cool ways. But I tell you, you can't get away from the swinging of a golf club as well, though, because you know you do get the golf audience there. The target audience are golfers primarily, but you do get the mum, the grandmother, and the daughter, or the son, or the granddad being dragged along by the avid golfer. So it's catering for. So the activities, sometimes the golf simulators that we provide can be extremely intimidating. You're sort of put on a bit of a pedestal, and you've got a queue of people watching you having a go. So, you know, you only find confident golfers in that environment, or. So sometimes the putting activity is a lot less intimidating. So, you know, you don't really need to know what end of the golf club to use to have a go at putting. Whereas with the driver in a golf simulator and long driving competition, it's a little bit more intense for that user. So it's finding the right balance of activities to appeal to all ages and all abilities and absolutely new golfers as well.
Now, it's obvious you've had a lot of success over at Provision Events, but I know with any business, you have to start somewhere, and there's undoubtedly some obstacles you have to overcome along the way. Early on, what was your biggest challenge getting started?
And it still is. And, you know, someone once said to me, the two taps are on and the plug is out. You win some and you lose some. And with the events game, you know, people want what we do. And it's then down to a budget or space. And so if me and yourself was running a golf tournament, you know, what we do as a company, ProVision Events, we're a nice thing to have at a golf event, but we're not a necessity. So, if you and I ran a golf tournament, you know, we'd have the grandstands, we'd have the toilets, we'd have the food and beverage, we'd have the staging, the boards around the first tee, you know, and then it comes down to, is there, you know, and that runs a tournament. Now, is there a line item for a fan zone in there? And generally there isn't, because that normally just comes right off the bottom line. So everybody wants a fan zone at an event. The downside is we've got to try and manipulate their budget to find a way of activating it. And it's a good old thing that people want it and they need to offer it, because they need to. They're up against NASCAR, they're up against the basketball and the baseball and the football and the soccer and the rugby. So they're competing with those events. So that people are, and as a company, we're getting busier and busier because these events having to. So the answer to your question, the biggest obstacle is trying to find budget to have us. So that's what we're still always, you know, battling away. And that's why some of the activations are small activations and some are large activations. Some events put more budget to one side than others. And so that's where we're at, really. That's the obstacle. And the other obstacle is logistics, you know, shifting all what we do around the world competitively as well, you know. But again, we've got good partners now. Like I said, we've been doing it since 2004. So we've got a good handle on costs and suppliers
Well, it's obvious that you guys are overcoming those obstacles frequently, and I know that it's always, you know, finding that next event to go to. But for those events that do agree to bring you on, what would you say are the benefits to having your product out there, aside from just the fan engagement and dragging the grandmother and grandfather into the Omega watch box? What are some of the other events, or other benefits, I should say, that the event will experience by bringing on ProVision Events?
I think it's brand exposure. So they might be trying to attract a sponsor to their event. And it's funny, and you'll know this by going to golf events, and you'll see that within the spectator village, there's many a tent where people spend a lot of money to have that space at this event, but then they don't spend any money to activate it. And you'll have two people standing at the front handing 5-inch flyers out, you know, try and buy a speedboat or a villa or wherever it is.
Right.
So these companies spend a lot of money going to the such and such PGA Tour event. But when they're there, they don't really spend the money whilst they're there. They need to spend the money whilst they're there. So from a promoter's perspective or an owner of a golf event, you know, by hiring ProVision Events, they can actually dangle the carrot in front of the sponsor that they've been trying to get over the line. So they can say, listen, to an Amiga or to a Seiko, a Sony or a Philips or any brand, come and be a partner of the tournament and we can give you an activation. And I can promise them, from my perspective, that the biggest queue at the event, apart from the burger van, will certainly be our other fan zone. People, you can see when the gates open at 7 a.m, people will run in and they'll clock us. And then people will then come back at 11 o'clock after they've watched 6 holes or 3 holes. They come back for a cup of coffee. They have a 3 lesson to go in a simulator, have a putt, long putt, bunker challenge, chipping challenge. And so what it gives a promoter, it gives them an opportunity to get a sponsor into their tournament, and they can give the sponsor that activation area as part of the package.
So we're
that's one benefit.
That sounds amazing. And I know that we're recording this just before the PGA show in Orlando, which is in a couple weeks. And obviously you guys are going to be down there at the PGA show. What are some of the new ideas that you can share right now that fans of this game, fans of going to golf tournaments, should keep their eyes peeled for.
Yeah, definitely. There's one brand I can't say what we're doing, purely because what new technology, et cetera, that they're going to launch. But one brand we can talk about is Oakley. And we just did, last year we did a fantastic golf simulator for them, and it was great. And it's such a cool brand to be associated with as well. And Bubba Watson came down. People were able to have a clinic with him, have some tips. But this year, what we're doing with Oakley is, again, it's around the Bubba situation, and it's to do with a fun trick shot that he played. We're recreating that trick shot, basically, so people can have a go at what Bubba did and achieved. So that should be fun. So if you do go to the PGA show, come down, search for the Oakley stand, and you can have a pitch yourself against Bubba.
Nice.
So again, when I went there, you know, we go to the show regularly. But again, when I walked around last year, again, it's, you know, these brands, they need to do more. They need to activate more. They need to get people, you know, stopping at their stand rather than just show the clubs and show the clothing or what have you. They just need to get a hook for some people to get onto that stand, and it could be anything and everything. And and so that's why it's exciting times for us.
There's a few of my media friends that I would pay good money to watch try to recreate that trick shot. So maybe Nick, after we're done here, we'll work something out, because I would pay top dollar for those videos. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Nick Clemens from Provision Events. You could follow Provision Events on Twitter at @WeRePVE. Nick, I appreciate you staying up late over in the UK to talk to me this afternoon.
No problem at all. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I really appreciate your time, and thanks very much for the interview.